T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning. 7:45 now. Three big things.
Three.
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly begins his new job.
Two.
Primary election day for some Wichita voters.
One.
Two persons dead in plane crash at Topeka Airport. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
So far this morning, things looking okay on the roadways. The gasoline prices out there in Wichita, the average right around $2.15 a gallon. I spotted a better price, $2.14 a gallon at Harry and Oliver. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Chad Chambers.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 84 degrees after yesterday's high of only 75. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 66. Wednesday, sunny, tomorrow's high 87. Now a cloudy sky, 69 degrees, an east wind at 6 miles per hour. By the way, the temperature has been pegged at 69 degrees for about the past 3 hours here in Wichita. The Tilly hat is available at Hatman Jack's. This hat is famous for its amazing sun protection and is recommended by more doctors than any other hat. It comes with a lifetime warranty and is machine washable. And best of all, it looks great on everyone. Stop in at Hatman Jack's, 601 West Douglas, at the Clock Tower in Delano. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS. More changes for the White House staff.
Focus on the White House. There's a new chief of staff in town. Hours after John Kelly was sworn in as White House chief of staff, Anthony Scaramucci departed as communications director. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders isn't saying whether Scaramucci was fired or allowed to resign, but did mention his profane tirade during a recent interview.
The president certainly felt that Anthony's comments were inappropriate for a person in that position, and he didn't want to burden General Kelly also with that line of succession.
The administration is hitting Venezuelan President Maduro with financial sanctions. It follows a disputed election that stands to give Maduro's ruling party virtually unlimited power in Venezuela. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
All assets of Maduro subject to U.S. jurisdiction are frozen, and U.S. persons are prohibited from dealing with him.
Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Consumer spending slowed in June as income growth turned in the weakest performance in 7 months. Commerce Department says spending edged up a tiny 0.1% compared to a 0.2% rise in May. 0.2%. It was the weakest showing since spending increased a similar 0.1%, 0.1% in February. Of course, spending is closely watched because it accounts for 70% of economic activity in the U.S. Not a lot of people.
Yeah,
got a lot of money going out there.
Wheels of economy turning.
Yeah, so you got to go out and spend money. That's the idea. Monthly survey of business leaders suggested a drop in business conditions, but still indicated the economy will pick up over the next few months in 9 Midwest and Plains states. Report says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index dropped to 56.1 last month, from 62.3 in June. The May figure was 55.5. Anytime over 60 on that impresses me, having watched this index for several years now, Ted. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, says it points to solid growth for both manufacturing and non-manufacturing for the second half of 2017. Survey results are compiled in a new collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100, and the survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below that suggests decline. So, again, last month was 56.1, so still looking pretty good on Ernie Goss's business condition index. Survey includes, of course, Kansas, mm-hmm. Missouri, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. Yep. We keep you posted on this. We do a story on it every time it comes out because
once a month.
It's a good indicator. Ernie Goss at Creighton University. The Dow Industrial Average continues to build on its record highs. Where will it stop? I'm getting a little worried, Ted. It rose 60 points Monday, gains for banks and media companies mostly outweighed losses.
Media companies. How'd we do?
I don't know. My Entercom
stock
went up.
Soar yesterday.
It could be. I'm a millionaire right now, and I don't even know. Yeah. I should go out and see if I can shop for a pair of spats to wear with my shoes. The S&P edged down 1 point, and the NASDAQ fell 26 points. Now, the Trump administration has slapped financial sanctions on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. The sanctions follow a weekend election that gave the South American country's ruling party virtually unlimited powers. That's some problems in Venezuela.
Not a very stable place.
I wonder if this is going to help. Kind of doubt it. Environmental advocates are urging the Trump administration to reverse course on its move to set aside an Obama-era measure limiting water pollution from coal-fired power plants. And billions of dollars spent on two new nuclear reactors in South Carolina went up in smoke Monday, so to speak, when the owners nixed plans to finish them after years and years of delays and cost overruns, dealing a severe blow to the industry's future.
Wow. You spend billions of dollars on something and nothing's going to come out of it.
You know, one time nuclear power was seen as the way to go. And, of course, we have a nuclear power plant at Wolf Creek between here and Topeka. It's still going. And, of course, over the years, you come up with these, the downside of nuclear power is it generates this waste that is lethal to human beings for millions
or
thousands of years.
Millennia.
And what do you do with
it?
Because they're burying it in Utah somewhere underground. But
we're still dealing with that problem.
Scary. What do you do with the waste? The good thing about things like the wind is you don't have any waste. And it keeps blowing. So a lot of the energy companies, including Westar, moving a little bit more in that direction. All right.
Of course, you've got places like France where more than half of their power is still nuclear.
Yeah, and when we drove across Germany and northern France when I was over there a couple of years ago with Shelley, almost every hill, a lot of them anyway. It's a beautiful country, but they are taking advantage of that wind power over there. 7:52 now, Steve and Ted. Jet sales in India means more work in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, if Boeing's new forecast for jet sales in India is accurate, Wichita stands to have a lot of commercial aircraft work for years to come. Boeing says it's the highest forecast for the region ever. They say India will need 2,100 commercial aircraft over the next 20 years. That represents a market of $290 billion, and that's good for Spirit AeroSystems, obviously, in Wichita, the company doing work on all Boeing commercial models. GVL Poly in Heston laying off about half its workforce. The Minnesota-based company told CAKE the facility would have a significant reduction in employment levels. State records indicate that 45 workers would be impacted as part of the Worker Adjustment and Retaining Notification Act, WARN. Company representatives didn't respond for further comment Monday. The South Central Kansas Economic Development District has new leader. Stephen Wilkinson is a veteran banker from the Seattle area. He is SCED's new executive director. Wilkinson has been in Wichita about a year, moved here because his wife had a business opportunity. He has about 20 years' experience in commercial banking. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Of course, your story on the demand for jets in India is great. It just, nothing's guaranteed, but it sure looks like those jobs that we have here at Spirit are going to stay here. And the hope is to make even some more jobs out there in South.
Right,
Wichita.
And that's assuming too that they want Boeing commercial airplanes.
Ah,
so there's obviously the opportunity to get Airbus, but they're hoping that they get most of that.
Got to get the sales out there. All right,
right.
Today is Startup Day across Kansas. Startup Day across America, that is, and it creates a platform for entrepreneurs to connect with their lawmakers and express their concerns, needs, and struggles with making a new business flourish.
Great.
Startup Day. And, of course, we think about startup. We think a lot about entrepreneurship here in Wichita because we've had several companies start here over the years that did pretty well.
Yeah.
And just click them off, for one. We were sitting in a building right here. At one time was the headquarters for Pizza Hut.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which the Carney brothers started. And that's one thing that when we ever have a visitor in town, my daughter says, hey, you want to see the very first Pizza Hut? It's right up there on the campus of Wichita State University. We've got them. I'm thinking about Rent-A-Center, the Coleman Company,
so many others.
Coleman,
you bet. Freddy's Frozen Custard.
Freddy's going on right now. And we
Mentholatum?
Yeah, yeah. Ted's going back a ways for that one. That building's still down on East Douglas. And so we salute those folks who take the risk.
Cessna.
You bet.
Take the chance and say, I want to be my own boss and I want to start up a company. So it is today when it's Startup Day across America. And, you could always hit the journal. You're always doing stories about startups.
You bet. Absolutely. That's what we're all about.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time this morning. As always, Bill Roy there from the Wichita Business Journal, 7:55. Steve and Ted coming up at 8 o'clock on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. We've had a plane crash at Villard Airport in Topeka. Two people are dead. We'll tell you all about that. And an election today for some people in Wichita. Those stories coming up at 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.